WST is brought to you by The Grip. Where do we get our basketball news? Where do we get our insight? We go to The Grip. Get a grip. Go to The Grip. It's for the NBA crazed basketball fan. It's for the basketball junkie. It's for the sports nerd that loves basketball. It's a newsletter coming straight to your inbox. That's where I go. That's where Big Ben goes. Get a grip. Go to The Grip. Check out the newsletter. It has everything that you want to know about NBA basketball.
www.thegrip.co. www.thegrip.co.
Boom. This is Benny Brackets, WSP Sports. We're going to get into the NCAA bubble. We got two teams, potentially, from the Pac-12.
I got zero teams.
Whoa.
Just kidding. I got two teams, Pac-12, WCC.
Already punched their ticket.
I know. It's an exciting time of the year.
We got some insight about the Washington Huskies.
We got a caller.
From our boy McG, and we're going to get into it right now. Welcome back to WST. This is your boy, Benny Brackets. It is officially bubble season.
March Madness. Tournament time.
Who's in, who's out, and who are we concerned with on the West Coast?
Should we get into the Pac-12?
I'd rather go with the WCC first, but let's start with the Pac-12. We already know the WCC has two teams in.
You want to start with WCC?
Yeah, let's figure out how this went down. Randy Bennett. I must ask you, how much money did you pay Mark Few to lay down in that game?
I mean, St. Mary's rolled the Zags.
Check the text records, the phone records between those two, because I'm pretty sure
something's going on.
Something. I mean, the Zags beat St. Mary's handedly at St. Mary's.
I think they doubled them up.
They almost did. And the fact that they laid
an
you know what it might be if I go look at the call records? Randy Bennett calls the commissioner of WCC. Commissioner of WCC texts Mark Few.
Hey, we need two teams in this year?
Yeah, exactly. Mark, you're probably already getting a one seed. What's it matter?
The Zags will get a one seed, so they're 30-3. They lost, but they still beat Duke, and they beat everyone else in their way. Two teams from the WCC.
And I have to ask, how'd the Broncos end up?
Not so well. They got crushed.
They did beat my Cougs.
I know.
Cougs.
It's not saying much. Cougs. Ernie Kent fired.
Ernie Kent, see ya. He gone.
He gone. Let's get into the Pac-12.
Pac-12, so.
Do they get two teams?
Benny Brackets. The Kansas win for ASU is the sole thing. That's like their ticket into the tourney.
So they, I did my research here. They beat Kansas, Mississippi State, and Utah State. Those three teams should get in. And they have 21 wins going in tonight. They're ahead against the Bruins. If they get to 22 or 23 wins, they're in.
If I'm, what's his name? Logan Mitz. He was the freshman of the year in the Pac-12. Am I saying that correctly? If I'm him, I am praying they get in. And they don't have a play-in game.
Yeah.
Because he's most likely, I believe, going to come out after his freshman year.
He gone.
He gone. See ya. See ya, Tempe. Actually, he might stick around. Who knows? If I'm in Tempe, I might stick around a little longer.
Well, you should. Your bachelor party's coming up. But right now, Benny Brackets and Joey Brackets have ASU, the number 10 seed in the South.
Really?
Forks up. Go Devils.
Go Devils. And then no one else is even sniffing the tournament.
UW.
Well, no. I would say UW. I listened to an interview with their athletic director. She goes, I would think we've done enough. UW was the last team to win their conference and not make the NCAA tournament.
It's 2012.
That was remind. Actually, we have a caller. We're going to actually make a call. So let me see here. Mr. McGarvey, you're on. As a season ticket holder for our listeners, this is Chris McGarvey, longtime season ticket holder.
Yeah. Longtime fan. First time caller. Well, the last time we have the distinguishment of being the only Power Conference team to ever win the conference in the regular season and miss out on the tournament. It was the one year we were blessed with Tony Roten. Do you remember Tony, Ben?
Big Tone? Did he go by Big Tone?
Yeah, I think someone might have called him Big Tone. Big Tone.
Who else was on that team?
Big Tone? Oh, geez. You're making me stretch the memory bank. See, I've tried to forget a lot of this. We had one more year of Terrence Ross. I think that's when Roten and Ross left the same year.
Okay. So what is your... Give
NBA?
Me,
I'm thinking, was NBA there?
You have to elaborate on NBA.
Matthew Bryan and Manning.
The one
good big to play under Romar.
Outside of our French listeners, they would probably not know who NBA is.
He's probably playing in France right now, speaking of France.
Yes. And Terrence Ross is... Where is Terrence Ross?
He's with the Magic. He's tearing it up. He's with Aaron Gordon.
Oh, where's Tony Roten? If you had to guess where Tony Roten is right now, is he at Azell's? Is he at Azell's on Broadway?
Probably with Abdul Gaddy playing for the Boise Stampede or something like that. You watched Gaddy that one game, right?
I did. Yeah. For the I think it was the Boise Stampede, and he might be playing for the Maine Red Claws.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
So give us your expectations for one. Where are the Huskies going to land in the way of seeding? And then two, how far do they go in the tournament? How many? And start with how many games you've seen this season.
Oh, I've seen every game.
Okay.
Every game, you know. But take it for this: I've watched almost every game with my 2-year-old. Who likes to fast forward and pause at different times. So it's a little bit different than being in the moment, you know, with a couple of brewskis and a big plate of nachos. It's a little bit different than that, but I've seen every game, and I've gotten the blessing of seeing every game probably like 5 times at different paces, because the 2-year-old Aiden always wants college basketball on, so it's always from the DVR.
All right, but, should we bring Aiden on and see what his predictions are?
Aiden, Aiden is a man of many thoughts, but not many words. So if this was a video conference, I'm sure you could see the expression of how well the Huskies would do in his eyes. But unfortunately, vocally, there's not going to be much that comes out.
McGarvey, this is Kyle. What's going on?
Kyle, how are you, man? Good to hear from you, dude.
Good to hear from you as well.
So, you know what? I'll say this. I'll say I literally just finished today's game like 15 minutes ago. Was big that they won today, because if they didn't, and I don't know if you guys saw the end of the game, but, pretty astounding. Up 1, Dominique Green 3 on kind of a broken play with like 30-some seconds to go. And Matisse Thybulle just cements himself as the National Defensive Player of the Year, takes it the full length, windmill jam to put us up, win the game. They missed some free throws down the stretch, but pulled it out. They would have lost that if it would have gone any differently. I don't know. I mean, it would have been we would have been sweating it on Selection Sunday. I think we're a 7-9 seed, and it's the thing about UW, they're completely matchup dependent. So if you get a team with a good kind of high post guy who can just hit a jump shot, because he's going to get that jump shot all day, dogs are done. You get kind of that like 3-4 man who can pass to the paint, hit an open 3-point shooter. They can't defend it. You know, the zone's not meant for that.
Give us best case, worst case. Best case meaning seeding wise and how far they go in the tourney. Worst case, it's probably evident that they're in the tourney right now. But
best case, and Kyle, this best case is for you.
All right.
Best case, they're matched up as either 7, 8, or 9 seed, something in that. On the opposite side of Gonzaga, UW wins the first round game. Whatever whoever it is, probably the clones. They probably beat Iowa State. Second round game.
Shots fired.
second round game versus the Zags, and they put the stake in the state of Washington.
Wow.
That's the best case right there.
Didn't UW play the Zags earlier in the Sweet 16? They played the Zags earlier this year, didn't they?
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was close. It was early in the season.
McCarthy Center, is that right?
Yeah. The Kennel.
Yeah.
The Kennel.
At the Kennel, it was just amazing jump shot, you know, end of the game, buzzer beater for the win. It was a heck of a game, man.
So I'm going to throw this out. UW gets there, Zags get there, second round game. It's going to be in the West Coast. I think me and Ben need to go and cover the game live.
You're talking to a guy with a two-year-old and a newborn.
You can get a hall pass for that. It's the Huskies.
Smalls let you out of the house for that? I don't think so.
Oh, for that? Yeah, I mean, for the dogs? She knows. I mean, yeah.
She's a dog, too.
I'm behaved when it comes to the dogs now. You know, no more broken remotes. I get those trips because I show my responsibility when I watch the games.
All right. So, well, we'll enjoy it because it'll be your last trip because we're going to get weird.
Thanks, Big G. You're the man.
Kyle, that was for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have fun tonight.
Later, bud.
Well, that wraps up the show. We talked Pac-12. We talked WCC. You want to talk ACC? No, because we don't do it on this show.
No. What I do want to call out is I'm officially interviewing for the next head coach of WSU men's basketball.
Cougs.
Yep.
And what's your bio?
Pat Chung, if you're listening, my bio is I coached a CYO team to a championship the year prior. They were 0-9. We went 11-1. The only loss that we had the entire season was the game I wasn't at.
Now, will Clay, as an alum, call on your behalf and endorse you?
Clay.
Thompson.
Oh, of course.
Not your buddy, Clay.
Clay Katie. No, if we bring back Derek Lowe, Taylor Rochesti, Robbie Cowgill, Aaron Baines, and Kyle Weaver.
I mean, you'll at least get 11th place.
What? Easy. I'm foreshadowing there. I'm officially applying for the head coaching job and vacancy currently for WSU, Cougs basketball, Bowler Gym. I'm there. Let's wrap it up.
You can follow us online, Instagram, Twitter,
just
Spotify.
Get us,
we're everywhere.
Just get us wherever you get your podcasts. Get your podcasts. And
maybe you should interview for the coaching job.
Yeah, right now.
All right, we're out. Thanks for listening.